everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be cooking up a dessert called Spaghetti Squash Delight. Now, I have a recipe uploaded under stir-fried spaghetti squash. If you want to look at that video, it will show you how to prepare the spaghetti squash. This is what the spaghetti squash is going to look like in the end. So this is what we're going to use. And then I also have some milk. I've got about 2 cups of milk. And I'm just going to heat it. I boiled it once. And I'm just going to leave it where it's nice and warm. And then I have some cornstarch here mixed with water. I have sweet condensed milk. And we're going to be using half a tin of the 14 ounce. And then I have saffron. It smells wonderful, just a sprinkle of saffron in there. And then I also have cardamom, ground cardamom right there, and I ground it up in my coffee maker. And I have some pineapple juice, canned pineapple juice. And then I also have vanilla essence. So what I'm gonna do is, in our milk here, I'm gonna go ahead and add the half a tin of the sweet condensed milk. We're not gonna need any sugar in here just because we added this. And I want this recipe or this dessert to be kind of thick. More like, I would say, kheer. If you've had kheer or tapioca pudding, rice pudding, more in that category. All right, we're gonna wait to add our cornstarch in there just because I don't want it to start thickening up just yet. So I'm gonna give this a good mix because all the stuff is sitting on the bottom. I'm gonna go ahead and add our pineapple juice in there. Just stir. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add my spaghetti squash in there. So for my Indian friends out there, this is more like sev in milk that we have. We boil the sev of the vermicelli, but this is gonna be really, really different because the spaghetti squash is extremely healthy for you. So we're just gonna leave that. Look at how, even without adding the cornstarch, we're still getting thick over here. All right, now I'm gonna go ahead and add my saffron in there. About a teaspoon of vanilla essence. And I love cardamom. So we're gonna sprinkle some cardamom, and then I'm gonna leave some just for the garnish because I would love to have some cardamom on top for garnishing. Give this a good mix. So we've been mixing this. We're gonna go ahead and add our cornstarch in here and thicken it up just a little bit here. Let me just give this a little, all the cornstarch is sitting on the bottom there. Just mix this just a little bit. There we go. Okay, and pour it right in there. And then I'm gonna keep stirring. And our pudding is done. So I'm gonna go ahead and serve it in my bowl and garnish it with cardamom. And I'm dying to give it a try so I can let you know exactly what and how it tastes like. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn my stove off. And go ahead. Spoon that in there. Clean up the mess. Now you can leave this in the fridge to chill. I like mine always hot. I like my food hot. I like my dessert hot. There we go. And like I promised you, I've got the cardamom. I'm gonna top it off with the cardamom. And we have our finished product. Now I'm gonna go ahead and give this a try real quick. If only we had scratch and sniff television, where you could scratch your television and smell it, because this dish smells amazing. The cardamom, the saffron, and the spaghetti squash, it's unreal. It just smells really, really good in here. It is hot, so you guys will have to bear with me. But it tastes so good. The taste of the cardamom and the saffron are unbelievable. Really, I would have had more, but it's really, really hot, so I'm gonna shut the camera off and then I'm gonna go ahead and indulge in this. So I would like for you guys to come back and visit me for my next great recipe right here on Rihanna's Cuisines.